And when I first heard about Todd's, I was a little worried. Because here is yet another way for a client to come in and say, Pamela, save me from probate. If I had a dollar for every time a client comes in and says, Pamela, I don't want to go through probate, I could probably afford this little villa in Italy. I think it used to be George Clooney's house. Maybe it still is. But I don't have a dollar for that. And they come in and they've talked to their well-intentioned financial advisors or their bankers or their insurance agents, maybe their accountants, their in-laws, their next-door neighbors, and they know that they need to have payable on death beneficiaries on every single bank account. They know they've got to have transfer on death beneficiaries for all their brokerage accounts, and they need right of survivorship on both brokerage and bank accounts, so they can avoid probate for all their liquid assets. And so I spend the first 15, 20 minutes of these conversations talking about the myth that probate is going to suck every penny out of their estate and their beneficiaries won't have anything left, and explaining that how non-retirement assets going through probate actually makes their estate plan more flexible and able to adapt to changes that may occur with their family or their beneficiaries. So they don't have to think every time something happens to go change the beneficiaries with their banks, because usually they have more than one bank, with their brokers, with their life insurance agent, with their former employers. That's a lot of people to think about to go make changes with when a tragic event occurs in the family. And most of the time, they can't even remember to call their lawyer. So how are they going to remember to call those other folks?